morning. I'm Tanya Hansen. Here are three things to know from the WCBS 880 newsroom. One, a Brooklyn synagogue has been vandalized. A large plate glass window was shattered in front of Shabbat of Bushwick on Flushing Avenue in East Williamsburg on the Sabbath. The rabbi and his family, including nine children, were inside the synagogue at the time. Two, a wake and funeral will be held this week for NYPD Detective Brian Simonson. He was killed by friendly fire while responding to a robbery in Queens last week. Simonson's wake will be held tomorrow and Tuesday, and his funeral mass will be held Wednesday. All services will be held at St. Rosalie Roman Catholic Church in Hampton Bays. Three, an elderly couple found stabbed to death inside their Englewood home were apparently killed in an act of domestic violence. A man identified as their son was taken into custody last night. Police found the bodies of 71-year-old Edward Bowduck and his wife, 72-year-old Miroslava Potaka, after police were called to their home for a wellness check Saturday morning. Sports, the Nets' Joe Harris beat Steph Curry to win the three-point contest during the NBA All-Star weekend. Yankees pitcher CeCe Sabathia says this upcoming season will be his last. The Islanders beat the Oilers 5-2 in their final regular season game at the Barclays Center. The forecast, a winter weather advisory from 9 p.m. tonight to 10 a.m. Monday for much of northern New Jersey, the Hudson Valley, and southern Connecticut. Sun today, followed by some clouds, a high of 38, then some snow mixing with ice and rain expected tonight into Monday morning. Accumulations generally a coating to an inch in and around the city, with 1 to 3 inches over northern New Jersey and the Hudson Valley, a low of 32 tonight. Tomorrow afternoon, cloudy, a high of 40. Radio.com is the exclusive streaming home of WCBS 880. Download the radio.com app on your smartphone and ask Alexa to play WCBS 880 to listen anytime.